ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a trial of commercial carver imports into Australia is about to begin after an anxious delay for many producers. At least two companies were granted permits to start the process, but hundreds of carver growers in Fiji are still waiting to get their foot in the door. Other importers and exporters are struggling to meet Australian requirements. And as Mackenzie Smith reports, there's concern that unless regulations are improved, the new market could worsen the ongoing problem of deforestation in the Pacific.
Since Australia's long-awaited reopening of commercial carver imports in December, there's been a flood of interest from prospective importers and exporters. It's hoped the supplies will help lower carver prices for Australia's Pacific community, which struggled when the drink was only able to be brought in small quantities for personal use. But for many carver farmers in the Pacific, that's easier said than done. Alifereti Tawaki helps run the Kandavu Carver Farmers Association in Fiji, which has around 300 members. He says they're keen to get on board with exporting to Australia, but only for the right price.
If the demand from Australia comes with the return that they need, then it'll be that's a big help for them. Right now, I heard what they are advising each other, the farmers in Kandavu at least, is hold on to your grog, hold on to your cover plants until the prices are right.
Mr. Tawaki says local kava farmers haven't seen much progress with profits from export markets, where they have little negotiation power. Right now, he says export sales are also roughly the same as local prices, leaving little incentive for them to make the switch. That hasn't stopped Fiji's Green Gold Carver, which was able to send 700 kilograms of its products to Australia this month, according to Australia's ambassador to Fiji, John Feeks. And after becoming one of the first to secure an import permit, another company, Fiji Carver, says its products are expected to hit Australian supermarket shelves this month. Where larger companies are making headway, though, Alifereti Tawaki says smaller exporters are struggling to meet export requirements.
There are some biosecurity requirements that have to be met. We have a packing shed instead to be able to meet some of the standards and requirements before we apply for the export permit from this site. And then after then, we have to find somebody with an import business with an import permit from Australian side.
And he says getting the details right is crucial for the farmers.
It's very, very important for the farmers. They're able to pay for their kids to school, able to improve their livelihoods, even build their houses. So the industry is quite critical for most of the cover farming communities, which are probably nationwide in Fiji.
Richard Markham is a cocoa grower in Fiji and adjunct professor in sustainable development at the University of the Sunshine Coast. He's worried a cover boom could worsen environmental concerns in an already troubled industry.
It's only when it becomes commercial that the cascade of environmental effects tends to take off and price goes up, then people are looking for bigger tracts of land, and that's when they're going out and clearing rainforests in search of fertile soil. You know, the carver needs fertile soil, and the easiest way to arrange for that is to burn some forests, which releases the nutrients, and you get a decent crop of carver.
Those concerns are also being raised in Vanuatu, where the opposition leader Ralph Reganvanu says new carver plantations are the leading cause of deforestation. Dr. Markham says Australia has a responsibility to help farmers in the Pacific adopt more sustainable farming practices.
It would probably still be unwise to plant carver and then carver again and then carver again, but there's no reason why you shouldn't grow carver and then grow a kind of rotation of beans or some ginger or something like that, and then rotate back to carver rather than just abandoning the land and waiting for bush fallow to restore it.
Australia's carver imports trial will run until the end of 2023, when the government will decide whether to legislate the policy.